Time for Stargazer. Our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies and what's happening in the world of astronomy. As usual, we connect with Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, what's happening?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, Venus will be visible in the east in the early morning, just after 6 a.m. And in the evening sky, we have Mars and Saturn both visible, with Saturn setting in the west at around about 7:30 p.m., followed by Mars at around about 9:30. Now, the moon will be passing through its new moon phase this week. This, of course, means nice dark skies here in the islands, perfect for stargazing. We do have an extremely bright iridium flare tonight at 6:30 p.m. It will be appearing in the northern part of the sky, almost directly above us, at an altitude of around about 56 degrees. This flare will be caused by the Iridium 49 satellite and its huge antennae as they reflect the sunlight as it passes overhead. So, keep an eye on the sky, stargazers.
And Christopher has an interesting thing here about Mars and a reality TV project.
That's right. This week, it's controversy on the red planet. The Mars One project is an ambitious effort to land a group of colonists on Mars by 2025, ahead of any other government mission. This is a privately funded venture with a twist. The whole thing is going to be a reality TV series. In fact, over 200,000 people have already signed up as candidates for the one-way mission to the Red Planet. Now, sending people to Mars is expensive. It's a multi-billion dollar endeavor, requiring new technologies and huge amounts of logistics. The company responsible for Mars One hopes that it can cover the cost of the project by turning it into the ultimate in reality TV.
And so when it comes to NASA and space officials, how are they interpreting this?
Many other scientists and engineers are skeptical about the whole thing. In fact, just last week, MIT published a study that suggests that not only will this project fail, but the colonists will die trying. Sobering news for the top executives at the Mars One project.
And what's their reasoning on the failure?
Well, the brains at MIT suggest that Mars One doesn't have the technology to keep people alive for longer than 60 days. The plan is that people will travel to Mars and get their drinking water from the ice in the Martian crust, and then grow crops, which will produce air and food. Sounds simple, except the boffins at MIT think that plants will produce too much oxygen, essentially poisoning the colonists and creating a huge fire hazard. One spark, and the whole thing will go up in smoke.
That doesn't sound like a very safe plan.
No kidding. And so far, the executives at Mars One have said that they are working on it, and that by the time the mission launches, new technology will be available to help the colonists cope with these problems. However, in the end, it doesn't really matter because for the people that sign up to Mars One, this is a one-way trip, no matter how you look at it. There's no return boat. Once they land on Mars, it's their new home, permanently.
On the note of cash for the resources for this thing, do we know what kind of money they have to put it together?
So first of all, they quoted off saying it would just cost a few billion dollars to achieve this, and then they generate revenue from their TV series. But the cost of this mission keeps on rising, and who knows where it will end.
Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. We appreciate the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And Stargazer can be found on demand online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.